It was a cool place. I wanted to go there, and we never actually wound up going there. I'd probably been there twice before we played there. But I knew it was where, this music was happening and stuff. And I got there, it was just cool. I mean, the swank of this old show bar and the decadent layer over that, the gay thing going on and stuff. And so once we got comfortable there and familiar there, it was great. I loved hanging out there. It was all just fun. I mean, there was always something going on. I remember sitting outside, taking a break, sitting out in front on the ledge there. Mike Halloran, the disc jockey, comes by in a car, and the car slows down, and he lights this block of firecrackers and throws it out the window. And it was like boom, boom, boom for like 2 minutes. And I forget her name, the woman that ran bookies, the woman who took the money at the door and stuff. She came out yelling at me, and I just sat here. So there's always something funny going on. I remember getting there early one day for a show, and it was a summer night. It was really nice sitting backstage, looking out through the alley with the door open and stuff. And Chris Panacchi, the sound man, pulls up with this panel truck, and he stops it in the alley, and he opens the back door, and he pulls out this couch. And he wedges the couch between the panel truck and this telephone pole, and backs the panel truck up. And the couch starts to splinter and pop. And then this is one big piece of wood just flies up and goes through the back door. I mean, I just, you never knew what was going to happen.